This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to what is in part a branding story, and that brand is feminism. There's fresh data on this from what's called the Gen Forward Survey of Millennials out of the University of Chicago. Political science professor Kathy Cohen runs this public opinion project designed to be sure that millennials of color are well represented in the sample. Professor Cohen, thanks for joining us.
Great to be back.
You asked about women's issues. You also came right out of the box and asked about feminism in general. What was the question you asked?
We asked a series of questions about feminism, but one was, do you identify as a feminist? Interestingly, the majority of young people say they don't identify as what they consider to be a traditional feminist, but support women's rights and equality. And we found that across men and women, and we also found that across race and ethnicity.
So traditional feminist, what is that wrapped up with the brand of their moms and dads or something? Well, what's going on here?
I think that's right. I mean, I think there is a way in which I dare say the media has narrated a pretty rigid understanding of feminism. And so this generation is saying that's really probably not for me, but I do support all of the policies that we might identify with a feminist agenda.
So you asked about those, and those include what? What did you ask about?
So we ask about equal pay for equal work, and 90% of women say, of course, they agree with that, and 80% of young men across race and ethnicity agree with that. We ask, should we require either health insurers or the government and even employers to cover the cost of contraception for women? Overwhelming support for that.
All right. So feminist policies, but maybe not the label feminism. Now, among the many things that stands out here is this question. Society has reached a point where women and men have equal opportunities for achievement. You asked people to agree or disagree with that?
We did. And what we found were really big gender differences. And what do I mean by that? I mean that most millennial women say not so quick, right? That society has not reached a point where, in fact, there's equal opportunity for achievement. On the other hand, significant numbers of men, the majority of men in every category except Asian American, actually agree that, in fact, society has reached that point.
So, I mean, you've thought deeply about this. What might, for you, what are some of the takeaways from the answers that you got?
I think when we look at the patterns overall, we want to pay attention to the idea that, in fact, young people want gender equality in terms of policy, but we still need to educate them about the experiences and the challenges that women face.
University of Chicago political science professor Kathy Cohen is founder of the Gen Forward Survey. As soon as they get results, we like to talk about them. Professor Cohen, thank you.
Thank you.